Student loans are the second largest debt in America, only behind home mortgage debt.
More than 43 million Americans currently have outstanding student loan debt. In Florida, students graduating with a four-year degree leave campus owing an average of $24,000.
If you took all the credit card debt in the entire United States combined, student loans are larger than that. $1.3 trillion.
Senator Nelson met with a group of local graduates at UWF to discuss the bill filed this week, aimed at cutting student loan interest rates and allowing borrowers with existing student loans to refinance to the new rates.
People say, well, why do you want to do this? This is going to cost the federal government more money. Our ability to stay competitive globally is going to be by our ingenuity and our creativity, and in order to do that, you've got to have an educated workforce.
The legislation comes after the federal government increased rates for new federal student loans from 3.76% to 4.45%, which went into effect July 1st. If approved, Nelson's bill would, among other things, permanently cap federal student loan interest rates.
For undergraduates, keep the cap at 4%. For graduate students at 5%, and for parents that pay off the loans at 6%. That's a cap. It can go lower than that.
The bill would also allow students to refinance their existing loans at that rate. Erin Percival was one of the students in the roundtable discussion. She told the senator that while she has no debt from her undergraduate degree, she does have about $80,000 in student debt from earning her master's at Columbia University.
Combination of different student loans. I've got Stafford loans and Direct Plus loans. The interest rate on those ranges from between the five, there's one at 5.2%. There's 6.2% and 7.2%.
For Amy Newbern, who's assistant director of the Haas Business Center, it's been a matter of paying on the interest of her loans while the principal remains virtually untouched.
And I've been paying for 4 years, and my principal or my balance has decreased less than $1,000. So talk about disheartening, right? That you feel like you have started to really make some movement, but the interest definitely hurts.
In addition to capping student loan rates, Nelson's bill would also eliminate the loan origination fees charged to students to process the loans. Those fees are often taken out of a student's original loan amount before they get their money.
If you take out a $10,000 student loan, you don't get $10,000 because they take out an administrative fee. Say it's $200, then what you end up getting is $9,800, not $10,000, but you are paying a student loan that is $10,000.
Senator Bill Nelson held a similar roundtable Wednesday in Orlando, where he said the fate of his bill could hinge on what kind of price tag is placed on it by the Congressional Budget Office. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.